Bismarck State College President Larry Scogan says he will retire next June 30th. Scogan has served as BSC's leader for 12 years. He said he's leaving on a high note after what he described as a wonderful legislative session.
You know, the support we got for our health sciences program, the Polytechnic Initiative we got, pay raises for our employees, all of this was just really, really wonderful.
Scogan also said the campus is working on strategic planning.
It's not fair to them to go to a strategic planning session if I'm not planning on being here after the year.
And Scogan said his early announcement gives the Board of Higher Education time to start the search process. He says that should also give him ample time to help in the transition to a new leader without the need for an interim president.
Interim presidencies are difficult. People know that the interim president is not going to be there for very long, and then they've got to adjust to that person, and then they turn around and have to adjust to a new person when they get the new president. So I didn't want to have them have to go through that.
Scogan says the campus has grown. He says when he arrived, he and his team anticipated growth, not only in programs and offerings, but also in campus infrastructure.
That's why when you drive on campus today, you sort of get the wow factor. It's a beautiful campus.
BSC is in a transition to a polytechnic institution, and that means the college will be offering four-year Bachelor of Applied Science degrees. Scogan says there are two BAS programs and a third to kick off this fall. He says BSC will continue with its associate degree and certification programs. Scogan says BSC has worked with business and industry leaders to help meet their needs, needs that he described as huge.
We've all heard Governor Burgum a number of times say that the only thing that's holding us back is workforce. We can't create the workforce, but we certainly can provide the skills that the workforce needs to meet the demands here in the state. And I think BSC has a national reputation of being able to do that.
So what happens after Scogan retires? Well, Scogan says he's a historian at heart and plans to research federal Indian policy.
How has the United States government interacted with our over 500 recognized tribes in the United States? It's a thoroughly unique relationship that the United States has. Our Supreme Court has said that Indian nations are sovereign. That in itself sets up some interesting conversations, even today. I have this passion of trying to study and understand that unique relationship, and I'm hoping that I can spend more time doing that.
Scogan says in his years as BSC's president, he has only been able to dabble in this kind of research. He says he's hoping to really dig into the state-tribal relationship question. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.